Hi, and welcome to another episode of Asia Abridged, where we present the best moments from Asia Society programs in 15 minutes or less. I'm Michelle Flor-Cruz. The record-breaking box office success of Black Panther, a major studio film starring, directed by, and adapted by Black talent, has led observers to speculate whether Hollywood will now begin prioritizing stories about people of color. There are still major roadblocks ahead, particularly for Asian Americans. Like, for example, when the limited roles written for Asians are given to white actors. But the recent success of Black Panther presents an opportunity. What can Asian Americans do to get Hollywood interested in telling more of their stories? Film industry insiders addressed these issues during a panel discussion at the 2016 Conference for Creative Content at the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival hosted by Asia Society Southern California. Their thoughts on what's holding back Hollywood from investing in stories created by and starring people of color, specifically Asian Americans, remain relevant today. Here's what Emerlyn Lampitok, a manager of creative talent development and inclusion at Disney ABC Television Group, and Daniel Maeda, the co-chair of the Asian Pacific American Media Coalition, had to say.
Growing up in Hawaii, I never thought that I'd actually see not just one Asian American family on a TV show, but two. And then to also see a lead Asian female helming, or not helming, but just being the lead of one of our top dramas this season on Quantico, it's now gotten to a point where now I can call my mom and tell her to stop watching her Korean soap operas because now we're on primetime television.
If you include us, we will watch. If you bring us together and make us the leads of your programs, you will get new audiences to come see your shows. And that's been demonstrated the past couple of years, particularly with Empire and Fresh Off the Boat and other shows. So because of that, the networks now regard us as partners and want to know how they can better diversify. Contrast that with the movie studios, where we seem invisible, and even when there's a role that should be played by an Asian or Asian American, a character, they sometimes feel the need to put a white actor in there.
Maeda is referring to Hollywood's track record of whitewashing Asian and Asian American storytelling, diluting the authenticity of these stories and casting white actors in the already minimal roles designed for Asians. Mark Bernardin, a film columnist for The Hollywood Reporter, who has written extensively about Hollywood's diversity problems, also weighed in.
One of the excuses Hollywood makes for not casting Asian Americans is that it's not going to help the box office. If they cast ScarJo, that's going to help the box office.
The idea that you would leave stories on the table about an entire just vast piece of the puzzle that is the world because you don't think it'll sell, because you think you need to put Scarlett Johansson in your movie because an Asian actress wouldn't bring people to the table, is ludicrous. The idea that you could take a character who is fundamentally written to be Asian and decide, well, Tilda Swinton is weird, so yeah, I guess. The idea of racial erasure or the whitewashing of characters, it absolutely fundamentally goes back to that idea that if you don't see yourself in media, then why do you think you have the right to make that media?
This resonates with award-winning Hollywood film producer Janet Yang.
When we don't see enough of ourselves reflected back to us, we also absorb an unconscious bias. And that's why we all have to really examine our own level of awareness about these issues and support. So rule number one, I guess, for those who are looking for solutions to how we change to the world so that we see more of what we want to see, one is with your wallet.
Here's Bernardin and Maeda again.
It is damaging in a fundamental way that Hollywood all too often doesn't notice, that they just don't think about, that they just don't factor in. Because, again, the only color they really care about is green.
In my view, doing the right thing, although morally compelling, is not going to actually get the job done. So we have to demonstrate that money, they can make more money by being more diverse. And once they get that message, then it changes the dynamic. It changes the frame of reference. And I think that's been happening in television now. So our task is for the movie studios to get them to understand that. And when they see that, when they put even a prominent white actor in a role that should have been played by an Asian American, such as Emma Stone in Aloha, that movie bombed. If they put Johnny Depp as an Indian in Lone Ranger, that movie was terrible. So if they see that those strategies are not working, then that's part of the game. I think that there is certainly a awareness in Hollywood now that there's never been before, that there's a need for change. I think people are finally beginning to realize a couple things. One is that within a generation, people of color will be the majority in the United States. And second, that there's an incredible worldwide market of non-white people in the world that Hollywood movies still can play to. And especially with the influx of Asian investments, particularly Chinese investment in Hollywood studios, I think the studios are going to be more open now to the possibility of trying to figure out a way to create content that will appeal not only in the United States, but also overseas. If the Asian American community wants to see Asian American actors in projects, they have to go out and support Asian Americans who are in projects. So when Asian Americans are in a movie, go see it. When Asian Americans are in plays at East West Players, go support those things. Support Asian American talent with your feet and your dollars. And when we show that that box office will be there, like the African American community goes out and supports African American projects, then we will see Hollywood begin to shift their tune.
Luckily, we are in a time when making media, the barrier of entry is as low as it's ever been. You know, the cost to make content, the distribution avenues, the barriers that used to be there, like if you were in 1984 and you wanted to make an independent film, it cost you film stock and you had to process it and edit it and you needed a DP and then where were you going to get it released? Who was going to put it out? You had to get into theaters. Today, you've got a phone and YouTube and you can make whatever you want and get it to everybody. So make it. You know, like make the thing that you want to see in the world if it doesn't exist already. It's hard. Of course it's hard, especially if it's supposed to be good. Good is always hard. And it's good to be hard. That keeps the bad stuff from getting into the world. But it's easier than it's ever been. You know, like make the thing that you think is missing and put it out there. And there will be an audience for it. There's almost always an audience for it.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Asia Abridged. If you liked what you heard, you can check out our show page at asiasociety.org/podcast, and you can subscribe to the Asia Society podcast on iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Asia Society. Until next time, this is Michelle Flor-Cruz.